This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A growing number of Republican lawmakers have joined President Donald Trump's extraordinary effort to overturn the presidential election, pledging to reject the results when Congress meets next week to count the Electoral College votes and certify President-elect Joe Biden's win. On Saturday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas announced a coalition of 11 senators who will vote against certain state electors unless Congress appoints an electoral commission to immediately conduct an audit of the election results. Earlier, a GOP senator, Josh Hawley of Missouri, said he would object to the vote tallies. Both senators acknowledge they are unlikely to change the results of the election, which state and federal officials say ran smoothly. Mr. Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th. U.S. media are reporting that vandals have targeted the homes of Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell and Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi with graffiti, fake blood, and a pig's head. The messages, "Where's my money?" and "Mitch kills the poor," were dabbed on McConnell's front door and window in Louisville, Kentucky, while a pig's head and fake blood were left outside Pelosi's San Francisco home. The vandalism on January 2nd followed intense debate over a COVID-19 bailout that would include a one-time stimulus payment to Americans under a certain income level. A long-awaited $900 billion pandemic relief package was finally approved Christmas Eve, with the House of Representatives approving an increase in aid from $600 to $2,000, but the Republican-led Senate has not approved the increase, despite furious calls from the president to do so. This is VOA News.